Chapter 7 Trapped in the Zoo. A TV crew filmed the manager of the zoo with Yeti and the children.
We are the first country in the world, said the manager, to have a Yeti in our zoo.
He turned to the children.
You must be very proud, he said.
We're a bit worried, actually, said Tim. Yeti's not very happy, is he?
He doesn't like being locked up, said Emma.
Nonsense, said the manager of the zoo. He'll soon settle down.
But Yeti did not settle down. Each day when the children visited him, they saw that he was quieter and sadder and thinner and scruffier. He was homesick and lonely. The children complained to the manager. The manager asked a vet to look at Yeti. The vet said the problem was quite simple. Yeti was missing his mum and dad and his home. But the manager took no notice of the vet.
We've got to get Yeti out of the zoo, said Tim.
I agree, said Emma. And I've got an idea.
Emma and Tim telephoned the TV reporter from the airport. They told her about the problem.
I've got a great idea for a TV program, the reporter said. And I think it will help Yeti. Come into the studio tomorrow and I'll interview you.
The next day, Tim and Emma sat in the TV studio with the manager of the zoo. The program began. First, there was a short film of Yeti in his room at the zoo.
Look, said Emma. He looks so sad, doesn't he?
Don't worry, said the manager. He'll soon cheer up.
Tim said,
But Yeti doesn't belong in the zoo. He belongs in the mountains.
The manager smiled politely and said,
People want to see Yeti. They can see him here. They can't see him in the Himalayas.